your Shakespeare. Start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and us women you will wow. Just brush up your Shakespeare, and we'll all kowtow. La la.
Hello and welcome to Brush Up Your Shakespeare. I'm Cassie, and with me is my co-host slash judge, Audrey Go Lightly 13. How now, Audrey?
Hi.
Hey. How do you feel about being in VH's, well, not apparently not first, but hopefully first successful Shakespearean contest demajigger?
I'm a little nervous about it, actually, but
me too.
Hopefully it'll do well.
Yes, so. It's the first time producing a competition for me, so cross your fingers, people.
Well, this is technically my second time producing, because I'm also producing right now, actually, co-producing Wonderful World of Disney. So
yes.
Getting my little plug in before the show starts.
Yes, plugging. Great, yes.
We still have two spots left.
Yes.
So we're going to have like one more audition episode next week. Literally, if you're going to audition, get it in.
Yes, do that, people. Do that.
Because me and Allison, Theater Bound, we're ready, raring to go to start the proper rounds because they're really cool.
It's so exciting. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Yes, we might plug other shows, but, well, I'm not, well.
As always, we'll plug the other shows, but audition for us first.
Yes, 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 yes. How about this? If you bribe us, we will plug your show. Okay. Well, in this competition, we are going to be exploring the works of William Shakespeare and what it takes to be a Shakespearean actor or an actor in general. To that end, we're actually going to be featuring, once we actually start, after the audition episodes, once the competition actually starts, a special segment. Which I will talk about later, because I want people to listen to this all the way to the end, so I'm going to save the explanation of this special feature I've alluded to until the end of the show, which will hopefully make more people interested. okay, so tonight we have four auditions, our first four, yay! So glad there's interest in this.
I know.
Okay, yes, okay, let's...
Without further ado, let's get right into it, shall we?
Yes, yes.
First off, we have Russ.
Yes, we do.
Speak the speech, I pray you, as I pronounced it to you, trippingly on the tongue. But if you mouth it, as many of our players do, I, at his length the town crier, spoke my lines. Nor do not soar the air too much with your hand, thus, but use all gently, for in the very torrent, tempest, and, as I may say, whirlwind of your passion, you must acquire and beget a temperance that may give it smoothness. Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwigged, painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise. I would have such a fellow whipped for ordering ptarmigan. And not Herod's Herod, pray you, avoid it. Be not too tame, neither, but let your own discretion be your tutor. Suit the action to the word to the action, with this special observance, that your step not the modesty of nature. For anything so overdone is from the purpose of playing, whose end both of the first and now was and is to hold as to the mirror up to nature, to show virtue her own feature, scorn her own image, and the very age and body, the time, his form and pressure. Now, this overdone, or come tardy off, though it make the unskillful laugh, cannot but make the judicious grieve, the censure of which must in your allowance o'erweigh a whole theatre of others. Oh, there be players that I have seen and heard others praise, and not highly, not to speak profanely, and neither having the accent of Christians nor the gait of Christian, pagan, nor man, have so strutted and bellowed that I have thought some of nature's journeymen had made men, and not made them well they imitated humanity so abominably. Reform it altogether, and let those that play your clowns speak no more than to sit down for them. For there be of them that will themselves laugh, to set on some quantity of barren spectators to laugh too, though in the meantime some necessary question of the play be then to be considered. That's villainous, and shows a most pitiful ambition the fool that uses it. Go, make you ready.
That was the infamous Russell Gold.
Yes, it was. It was doing a speech from Hamlet. It's one of the, well, it's pretty well known, but not as well known as the to be or not to be speech. But it's still, I love it. It's a great speech.
The play's the thing, after all.
Yes, it is indeed. It is. So is the thing. So is. All right. Let's see. I guess, so since it is technically my show, well, it's our show, but I put it, you get the idea. Since I'm the one who came up with this thing, I guess I will go first critiquing it. I liked this. I did. I thought that it was a good read. I thought he had a good rhythm. I really wish I had more to say in the way of constructive criticism, though if I had to pick something to critique, it would be that your words weren't always clear to me, which is something you have to watch out in a audio-only thing like this. If it was, like, on a stage and your actions would help where the words weren't exactly clear, and help fill in the areas where I miss the words. Of course, when it comes to Shakespeare, he has a habit of repeating words and ideas, so usually you can catch it if you miss something, but again, you know, in this case, you have to watch out a little bit so we don't miss any words. And yes, so that's my critique. And what'd you think, Audrey?
My first note. As always, good sir, well done. I've heard him act before, listening to a couple of other shows, and he's a very good actor, especially on Shakespeare stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he had very good emotion. He captured the emotion of the scene quite well. Mm-hmm. I agree with Cassie. In places, your enunciation could have been a little bit better, but that's my only issue with that at all. Overall, very good.
Yes, very, very good. So I guess we're going on to our next audition.
Our next audition of the night.
Yes, which I believe is going to be Temporary Butterfly.
Indeed.
Indeed it is. All right.
I left no ring with her. What means this lady? Fortune forbid my outsides have not charmed her. She made good view of me, indeed, so much that sure methought her eyes had lost her tongue, for she did speak and start distractedly. She loves me, sure. The cunning of her passion invites me in this churlish messenger. None of my lord's ring, why, he sent her none. I am the man, if it be so as 'tis. Poor lady, she were better love a dream. Disguise, I see, thou art a wickedness, wherein the pregnant enemy does much. How easy is it for the proper false in women's waxen hearts to set their forms? Alas, our frailty is the cause, not we, for such as we are made of, such we be. How will this fetch? My master loves her dearly, and I, poor monster, fond as much on him. And she, mistaken, seems to dote on me. What will become of this? As I am man, my state is desperate for my master's love. As I am woman, now alas the day. What thriftless sigh shall poor Olivia breathe? O time, thou must untangle this, not I. It is too hard a knot for me to untie.
Okay, and all right, would you like to go first this time? We'll just switch it off each time.
All right. I thought you had good emotion. Again, enunciation could have been a little bit better in places, but you did a good job with the emotion. You sounded very confused and torn, which is good because your character is very confused in that scene, because that was from Twelfth Night. That was Viola, otherwise known as Cesario. So, yeah, confusing. Some of your lines felt a bit rushed, but otherwise I liked it.
Cool, yay!
And now it's your turn.
And yes, yay, my turn! All right, I liked it, but I, see, what's the word I'm looking for here? I kind of wish I had heard, like, a bit more in the discovery part of the speech, like when Viola figures out that this other woman thinks that she's the one who gave her the ring and that she's, you know, sweet on her, or, you know, her as Cesario. It sounded like a bit glossed over to me, and that's like an important part to emphasize in this speech, you know, that it's like that it hits her like she's talking about me. She's like, I agree that the confusion and the emotion was good, but you just have to remember to emphasize to make sure that the audience knows what's important. So, and that was, like I said, that part felt a little glossed over. But other than that, I thought it was very good, very well acted. There we go. So, next we will go on to Janie Gurley 07.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet. 'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name! What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doth thy name, and for that name which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth, I never will be Romeo.
What man art thou that thus be screened in night, so stumpless on my counsel?
By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself, because it is an enemy to thee. Had I it written, I would tear the word.
My ears have not yet drunk 100 words of that tongue's utterance, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague?
Nigh the fair saint, if either thee dislike.
How camest thou hither? Tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art. If any of my kinsmen find thee here,
love's light wings that I o'erperch these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out. And what love can do that dares love to tempt? Therefore thy kinsmen are no let to me.
If they do see thee, they will murder thee.
Alack, there lies more peril in thine eyes than 20 of their swords. Look, thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity.
I would not for the world they saw thee here.
I have knight's cloak to hide me from their sight. And but thou love me, let them find me here. My life were better ended by their hate than death prorogued, wanting of thy love.
By whose direction foundest thou at this place?
By love, who first did prompt me to inquire. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. I am no pilot yet. Wert thou as far as the vast shore washed with the farthest sea, I would adventure for such merchandise.
Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face, else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek. For that which thou hast heard me speak to-night, fain would I dwell in form, fain deny. What I have spoke but farewell compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say it aye. And I will take thy word, yet if thou swearest, thou mayest prove false at lovers' perjuries. Then say Jove laughs. O gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou think'st I'm too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse and say thee nay. So thou wilt woo, but else not for the world. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond, and therefore thou mayest think my havior light. But trust me, gentlemen, I prove more true than those that have more cunning to be strange. I should have been more strange, I must confess. But that thou overheardest ere I was ware, my true love's passion. Therefore pardon me, and do not impute this yielding to light love, which the dark night hath so discovered.
Okay, okay. And I will go first critiquing this one. Alright, Janie Gurley of Seven did our first scene. She took advantage of the option to do a scene.
Yeah, a full scene instead of a monologue.
Yep, which allowed contestants to do more than one character. And hers was from Romeo and Juliet. It's
the infamous balcony scene, of course.
Yes. Let's see here. Janie Gurley 07. It seemed like you weren't actually feeling about what you were saying as the characters. It was like you were, to me, it felt like you were merely emoting. And also, those emotions could have been stronger. I think if you took this and approached it more intellectually, like, I mean, what I mean by that is, think about why the character is saying what they're saying, you know, their intention behind the words, then the emotion will just flow. But I do think it was a very, very good foundation, though. I thought your rhythm was good, and rhythm is very important in Shakespeare. Yes. I think another problem is that in this case, it's hard to flesh out two characters like this. I can't tell if you did this in one take or not, but if you did, I'd imagine it would be harder for you to go from Juliet to Romeo. And also, while I'm on the subject, I'd recommend to anyone doing a scene with two characters or more to try to do it all in one go, because you just, when you're acting, it's very difficult to just switch two completely different characters.
Yeah, to just drop one persona and pick up another. You can't do that like that.
Yes.
You know, it's do one character and then do the other character. Just go back and forth.
Yes. Yes. So that's was my critique there. And what did you think, Audrey?
Yeah, I thought your emotion was better on Juliet than on Romeo. Like, I thought, obviously, you were, like, mainly focusing on Juliet. You even said in your email that you were going for Juliet because you didn't make a very good Romeo, but I thought you just kind of like left Romeo by the wayside there a little bit. I thought your emotion was all right, could have been better, like you could have brought the levels up a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And especially at the beginning it was lacking, because you get that a lot with people reading this scene. Because Juliet's kind of frustrated, because a lot of people don't understand that the word wherefore means why. They just think, oh, it's where, because it's got the word where in it. So where is he? Where is Romeo? No, it's why is he Romeo? Why does he have to be the person that she's supposed to hate? So she's just frustrated because she's in love with the wrong person. There were two major chunks that were just a lot of Juliet basically monologuing. There was one at the beginning and one at the end. In the second one, especially, I noticed you put pauses in at the ends of the lines where it didn't really make sense in the dialogue itself. I know Shakespeare broke up his lines the way he did to maintain the iambic pentameter, which is the rhythm we keep talking about. But that doesn't necessarily mean that when you're reading it, there has to be a break there in the flow of the sentence. So, just don't read it as line by line. Read it as, like, a paragraph, basically. And just make sure you maintain the flow of the emotion and the just the overall idea of the thought of the sentence, whether there's a line break or not.
Yes. Very good. Very good.
But that was pretty much my only major issue, I think, was the line pauses.
Yes. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I didn't think about that. I mean, I did, but I didn't.
Like, you noticed it, but you didn't
say anything
about it.
Yes. Yeah. Which I think, like, another thing is, like, another problem with if you're doing something that's based mostly on emotion, people tend to kind of forget about listening to what's actually being said. Because, okay, you're listening to someone talk about, like, I don't know, just being frustrated. The emotion is frustration. Then they're like, okay, person's frustrated. I don't really need to listen to exactly what they're saying. So I think I kind of zoned out a little bit, not because of your acting, Janie Gurley. Had nothing to do with that, but just because I kind of got a little complacent with the idea of I knew what was going on and didn't fully pay attention to,
Because this is just one of those scenes that, like, everybody who's anybody who's ever had to read Shakespeare in high school knows this scene.
Yes. Yes. But good job, Janie Gurley 07. And yes. Now we're...
She's one of the ones that came to us to VH through Wonderful World of Disney, I think.
Oh, really?
I know Theaterbound knows her from YouTube.
Cool.
So I'm excited to see that you've joined VH and are participating in other stuff. That's really good.
Yes,
that's really cool.
Yes, I am especially happy that you've decided to participate in this show.
Yes.
All right. Now we are going to go on to our final audition of the night, Ulfical. All right.
Which she's actually another one that came to us from and through Wonderful World of Disney. She was originally from VAA.
That's like the Wonderful World of Disney. It's like the gateway drug of VA shows.
It is. Because, like, so many people... There's just a really positive response to that show. I'm so glad because, like, we keep getting a lot of people from just all over. And if we say no and we tell them to re-audition, they actually listen. So,
that's
and they
awesome.
Come back and they get better and get through. Because I know Janie Gurley was, I think, the first one we turned down, actually.
Oh.
And she came back took our advice, came back with a re-audition, and she got through. So
awesome. Awesome. Yay.
I love it when people do that.
Me too. Although we haven't had a case of that yet, but
obviously.
I'd love it if you don't make it through, and I just would love it.
Yeah, if you don't make it through, please do take the advice that we're giving you and come back.
Yes. Yes. Okay, but now we will go to Ulfical.
Yes, now we're going to go to Ulfical.
Oh yeah, or is it Ulfical or Ulfical? Or
I think it's Ulfical.
Ulfical, okay. All right, If you're wrong, it's gonna be your fault if it's wrong.
Well, because like that's how we pronounced it on Wonderful World of Disney, and that she told us we pronounced it right. So I'm assuming that's right.
Yeah. Well, then if she suddenly comes and be like, no,
it's you pronounced your name wrong.
Like,
well, then
she's trying
fault.
To confuse us. Okay.
Anyway, so here is her audition.
Yes.
Brave warriors, Clifford and Northumberland, come. Make him stand upon this molehill here, that wrought at mountains with outstretched arms, yet parted but the shadow with his hand. What? Was it you that would be England's king? Was't you that revelled in our parliament, and made a preachment of your high descent? Where are your mess of sons to back you now? The wanty Edward and the lusty George? And where's that valiant crookback prodigy, Dickie your boy, that with his grumbling voice was wont to cheer his dad in mutinies? Or with the rest? Where is your darling Rutland? Look, York, I stained this napkin with the blood that valiant Clifford with his rapier's point made issue from the bosom of the boy. And if thine eyes can water for his death, I give thee this to dry thy cheeks withal. Alas, poor York, but that I hate thee deadly. I should lament thy miserable state. I prithee grieve to make me merry, York. What, hath thy fiery heart so parched thine entrails, that not a tear can fall for Rutland's death? Why art thou patient, man? Thou shouldst be mad, and I, to make thee mad, do mock thee thus. Stamp, rave, and fret, that I may sing and dance. Thou wouldst be feed, I see, to make me sport. York cannot speak unless he wear a crown. A crown for York! And lords bow low to him. Hold you his hands while I do set it on. Aye, marry, sir, now looks he like a king. Aye, this is he that took King Henry's chair, and this is he that was his adopted heir. But how is it that great Plantagenet is crowned so soon and broke his solemn oath? As I bethink me, you should not be king till our King Henry had shook hands with death. And will you pale your head in Henry's glory and rob his temples of the diadem, now in his life against your holy oath? Oh, 'tis a fault too unpardonable. Off with the crown, and with the crown his head. And whilst we breathe, take time to do him dead.
I think, let's see, yes, so you'll be going first this time. Ooh. The last one, yes. So, okay. Go right ahead.
All right. So, Ophicel. Ophicel. Now I can't pronounce it right either.
Ophicel.
Anywho. So, your enunciation was pretty good, because I've been kind of picking on people about that today. The word wanton, you said wanty instead. I think you confused it, because in that same line you had to say lusty and you got a little mixed up. Also, the word Plantagenet, I believe is how you pronounce it. It's all French sounding. But you said Plantagenet or something like that. And I believe it's one of those with the French soundingness where you pronounce the ET as an A.
Actually, I've heard it pronounced as Plantagenet.
Plantagenet, which, that's I think how she said it.
Yeah, which, yo, go on. I'm interrupting your thing.
I think I've heard it both ways, so I'm not sure which one is right. I'm just used to hearing it as Plantagenet. Your emotion could have been, like, I thought it was good, but you could have brought it up, built it more. Like, you had a really good, like, derisive kind of tone, you know, really, like, haughty kind of tone at the beginning, but it could have built up from there and gotten angrier towards the end. Your British accent worked with this, though, which, if I recall correctly from Wonderful World of Disney, that's actually your natural accent, your natural voice. So, it works for Shakespeare, so yay. Always love British accents.
Same here.
They're just awesome.
They are. Yay, British people. Yes. So this was a speech from, I believe, Henry the Fourth, part 3.
It Henry the Fourth, or I don't remember.
It's one of those
Henrys.
Yes, it's one of the Henrys. But actually, my first note I had was, it's Henry the Sixth. Oh, gosh, I guess I have this. I put my thing. I don't know where I put my thing. My line. I have the Roman numerals and. Anyway, 5th, 6th, 7th, I don't know, it's a Henry.
There's so many freaking Henrys.
There are.
And Shakespeare wrote about, like, all of them.
I know, my goodness, and I believe the character is Margaret of, and I'm, is it Anjo, or, this is one I've actually not seen.
I have no idea.
So it's Margaret, it's A-N-G-O-U, so...
Yeah,
that one. Yeah, but my first note I had on there was, yay, British person! And, like, well, now I know, I guess, according to Audrey, you are British, but I was about to say, if you aren't, it's a damn good accent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My next thought on this, on your speech, my first thought on your speech itself was that I thought it was too fast. I really would have liked you to take your time with this. I think I'm getting all tongue-tied now. If you take advantage of the pauses and just take time to let the words of this speech sink in, you'll find it becomes much more powerful, and it's just a speech that needs to be more powerful. So you gotta watch out with your timing there, you know, not to rush rush things. Going back to words, with the word Plantagenet or Plantagenet, I think, like, well, in Shakespeare's time, the French words were usually mispronounced, usually purposefully, as a way to make fun of the French. Of course, today that's a joke people wouldn't get. So if you mispronounce a French word these days, people just think you're stupid and mispronouncing French, and they don't get that, hey, we're making fun of the French. So that's kind of why it could go either way in that case.
Well, I think she did pronounce it right, though, because I'm looking it up now, and that's actually how it's pronounced.
Oh, is so it? Is it?
Whoever pronounced it the other way that I've heard pronounced it wrong. So
shame on them. Yeah. Well, either way, now, people, you've learned a little history lesson about Shakespeare and the French. So, hey, that's a good thing to keep in mind if, you know, it's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, for future reference.
Yeah.
If you use French in Shakespeare, it's always wrong.
Yeah. Yes. So, I mean,
he's English and he doesn't like the French.
No. let's see what else. Oh, also going to pronunciation. I think there may have been a case of this in another one of the auditions that I missed is the word outstretched. Is, I believe, pronounced outstretched here. That's a thing that happens in a lot of Shakespeare's speeches.
Yeah.
The ED is emphasized.
Yeah. Usually the way you can tell is in the written form, it'll be annotated with an accent over the E. And then that's when you know to say something or other ed instead of something or other. And like outstretched, for example, would be outstretch it instead of outstretched.
Yes.
You put another emphasis on that syllable.
Yes, and of course, for cases where if you're looking up a speech online and they don't have, you know, an accent or anything above an ED, because, you know, a lot of things, people don't bother putting that in there when they're, you know, coding and, you know, writing stuff down. Another thing, it's I don't know if it's an exact rule of thumb, but usually if it's someone, a character who's more upper class, they'll tend to use the extra ed. Also
that tends to be used a lot at the ends of lines.
Yes. And also, if you pay attention to if a particular speech is, or lines or whatever, you know, is done in blank verse, or iambic pentameter, then usually it'll tie into the rhythm there. Usually so. Yes. But it was good. I really like this otherwise, you know. Like I said, just...
Yes.
Yes. okay, and now that said, we are going to go on to the results. Yay, results time. Aren't you all excited?
No, they're terrified.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everyone else is excited. Yes. But the four that we're speaking about, they're probably terrified.
Oh, yes. I can feel their terror. I mean, I know the feeling, having been in shows myself. It's always like, oh, my God, am I going to make it or not?
Right. Oh, I know. Yeah. On Animation Sensation, that was the worst.
I know. Oh, my God. I have to admit, and I won't be surprised.
The whole playground idea of, like, oh, you pick one, I pick one, you pick one, I pick one. And it's like, which one of you is going to pick me, and am I going to be last, or am I just...
I know, oh my God.
As if that kind of stress wasn't bad enough when you were a kid.
I know. It's so stressful. But, you know, I'm going to be surprised if people are still listening to this. They're like, I'm just going to fast forward to the end, see if I made it. I know, I'm guilty of that myself. I'm just like, I can't wait. I can't stand the stress. I have to know if I made it or not.
Yeah. See, I've mentioned before, I think, on Wonderful World of Disney, I cheat. For Animation Sensation, I would cheat. I would wait until the emails came out, and then I would go listen.
Yes. Hey, by the way, what's that show that you're doing with Theater Bound called?
That's Wonderful World of Disney.
I know.
We're just advertising some more.
Advertising.
Free publicity. Can't turn it down.
No, no, you can't. You can't. okay, seriously now, seriously.
Seriously, results.
Results.
Because I'm sure you're all like, just shut up and get to the results already.
Yes, yes.
So, we shall.
Okay. All right, well, we'll start at the beginning with Russ. 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 And I'm going to go right ahead and say it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So congratulations, Russ. You are the first person to make it in to brush up your Shakespeare. Yay!
Woo!
Okay. All right. Next, Temporary Butterfly.
I said yes as well.
You know, I just, before we go on, and I'm sure they're like, no, no more talking. What are we going to do? I guess they need two yeses to go through. So just
yes,
to,
I would presume
just
so.
To clarify that for everyone, which I guess, you know, it's kind of obvious, but still I had to say it. Okay, so all right. Now, okay. I said yes to Janie Gurley 07.
I did as well.
Yay! I'm so happy. Okay, and next or last and but not least, we have
Yeah,
or Ophicle, or
however we pronounce your name.
Like every time we say it, we're just gonna.
We need a nickname for you.
Ophie. Ophelia.
Hey, that works.
She could be Ophie.
It's either Ophie or Cal.
Ophie Cal.
Ophie Cal.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yes.
Yes no.
I'm good. Yeah. Well, I already.
I think I was supposed to go first, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, yes.
Well, I know, I'm sure it's a huge, huge surprise what I'm going to say, but yes. So that's great. We're 4 for 4. That's so, so awesome.
I know.
Yes, I was like kind of, like, I don't want to say I was expecting anyone to be bad, but not saying like I expected any of these four people to be, you know, but the Shakespeare is like a difficult thing to do for a lot of people. So I'm just so glad that the people we've had so far have all been great, and I'm looking forward to more great people. So people, audition, audition, audition.
Yes, please.
Yes, yes. And oh, now it's the end of the show, so now I can explain. Oh, but before I do that, well, maybe I should do, I'm not sure what I should do first. Well, let's see. Because I want to explain something about the our special immunity thing. Yeah, I'll do that now, and then I'll explain our special feature thingamajiggy I was talking about earlier. Because these people are going to have to, and future people are going to have to be prepared for the immunity round, which when we start our the show itself into the actual rounds. Each round we are going to pick a winner. And in cases where Audrey and I can't decide or agree upon that winner, we are going to have a special immunity showdown type thing, which I have decided to call Shakespeare Did Poetry Too, didn't he? And which actually there's a lot of verse in the plays, but you know, I'm talking mainly about the sonnets.
Sonnets.
So what if that happens, what you'll have to do is send us in you doing something with one of his sonnets. It could be anything. You could rap it, you can sing it. I mean, you could do it straight and try to just impress us that way. You know, maybe you have like a sexy voice you can do, and we're like, oh my god, I love listening. we're two girls.
Like if we get Albino Mamba on here.
Oh.
I love her voice.
Yes.
I love it so much.
We're two girls and we love accents, so we'd be like, oh, I love listening to you. Right. So to that end, because we're not going to give you a lot of time to do that, so it's going to be a good idea to have something or even a few things prepared beforehand. Now, we're going to be judging these mainly on entertainment value, you know, so... it's, you know, not judging your Shakespearean acting in this case, really. So, however, if for some reason, if you've got your stuff made and you don't use it, I've decided to have a special episode which will feature the ones that didn't get used. So save those if you don't get to use them, and we'll, you know, incorporate them in later. So I just don't want people's work to go to waste if they, you know, do it beforehand.
Yeah.
Okay, and now I am about now.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, the moment you've all been waiting for. Okay, Audrey and I are going to be featuring a special segment at the end of the shows, a special on acting segment where we will be featuring different tips and also answering questions regarding acting, whether it's in general or about Shakespearean acting. To that end, we will be accepting questions from, well, I guess from anyone could submit questions, but contestants get first, we'll consider theirs
first.
Yeah,
contestants take precedence, but if you're in a different acting show or just want general advice, you can submit too.
Yes, sir. Give us ideas too. And of course, if
you are happen to be an acting veteran, mm-hmm, of sorts, you can give us tips to read off.
Yes. Oh, that's a good idea.
And we'll give you credit for it.
That's a good idea. So. Yes. So,
if you have tips you want to share with everybody.
So hopefully, so look forward to that. It's something that I don't know if any other acting shows are doing. Think of it, it's not only like just like an extra segment we're going to talk about acting. We're going to be talking about things that will help you. So, so hopefully that'll be helpful and interesting. And I forgot to mention about another thing with if we declare you a winner of a round, you will get the privilege of getting a special prize. If when the show starts, if you win a round, you will have the option of getting Jeden, if you're Polish like me. Yeah, what? You will be able to get a pre-show critique. Yes. And
yes, so you can send your stuff in to us early and we'll give you advice on how to tweak it and fix it and make it better, and then you can do that and send in the tweaked version for your official submission. Yes. But you only get to do that
only once.
Well, I mean, like, if you win each round, you can do it multiple times, obviously. But you only get to send each round submission to us once.
Yes.
For critiquing.
Yes.
That's not
confusing at all. Oh, yeah, hopefully this all comes together.
Hopefully this will make sense. And if it doesn't, please ask us questions in the thread or what have you.
Yes, and well, now I think that's it. Unless you have anything else to add.
Okay, I'm gonna say it again. Audition for Wonderful World of Disney, because we need two more people. Yes. two more. People. How hard can
two
that be?
Two more. Yes, we can. So, I'm gonna say audition for that, and
audition for this too.
Yes, especially this. I mean, well, because it's my show, so I have to say especially this. But
what else is even still running auditions?
Oh, I think
right now?
Fame Quest Broadway is
yes. Fame Quest Broadway is, and silly singers singing silly songs. I'm sing that five times
goodness,
fast.
Yes,
good lord.
That looks like it'll be fun.
It's gonna be
I'm
funny.
Excited about that. I've been trying to think of like, what are some silly songs that I know? And I'm like, I mean, I can think of.
Yeah, Rochelle and Autumn are both in the Fame Quest horror competition right now. So, in that they mentioned that in the chat the other day, once they posted the thread, and they're like, audition for us. And I'm just like, I saw that and my mind initially immediately jumped to VeggieTales.
Me too. The first thing I thought of was the hairbrush song.
Oh, where is my hairbrush? And what was the one I was thinking of? Oh, the pirates that don't do anything.
Oh yes. Oh my goodness.
But yes, I grew up with those, okay? And like half the time I didn't even pay attention to the actual story. Mm. I would like leave the room or just fast forward or whatever until we got to the silly songs with Larry part, because that was my favorite part.
Yes, no, yeah, you have a show about silly songs, you gotta think about silly songs with Larry.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, they have a compilation of those now out on DVD that's just the silly songs. I want that.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, the first thing...
Not that the Bible stories aren't important, yes. But just, it's vegetable singing silly songs, okay?
I forgot those were, like, Bible stories involved in that.
Yeah, all of them are based around, like, a Bible story or whatever. Except for the little intermission part that's the silly song. And, I mean, they're animated vegetables, and they're singing... They're kind of silly to begin with, and then they're singing silly songs, and it's just priceless.
Yes. Though I have to admit, with the whole silly singer singing silly songs thing, the first thing I thought about was Monty Python.
Yes, 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 yes.
No, we're probably giving people ideas, you know, like... I mean, these... I'm not sure if I'll be auditioning. Like, the reason, like, I'm saying this, these are things people should audition for. I'm holding off on my auditions for things because I might not be able to record in a little bit, and I'm not sure. I have to check on the timing of some of this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so for...
Well, I'm holding off on auditioning for shows as well. Like, I'm on Fame Quest Horror. Mm. That is weird to say. Fame Quest Horror. Horror is just a weird word.
It is.
But yeah, I'm on that, which that's actually my first acting show on VH. Huh. Yeah. And I'm doing better than I thought I would.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I'm on that, and I'm still on Animation Sensation, which is no longer on VH due to creative differences, yes. Quote unquote.
Yes. But it's like, now I'm thinking, like, if I do get a chance, like, I'm giving other people ideas that could potentially be my competition, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm holding off on shows because I'm producing this, and I'm producing Wonderful World of Disney, and I'm in two shows right now, one of which is about to be over with, and the other of which is just starting, and I just kind of want to hold off on competitions in general so that I have time to actually do non-competition-related songs for hit singles and stuff.
Yes, but other people audition for these shows and make them great and be awesome. And I'm commanding you people to be awesome. That's an order.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you don't have to command them to be awesome. They just already are awesome. Well, they just don't know it yet.
Then it'll be easy for them to follow my orders, won't it?
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Dear, I'm trying to think if there's...
You will audition and you will be awesome because you just are.
Yes.
So... go forth and audition and be awesome and audition for us too. Yeah.
Yay! I'm trying to think if there's anything else we should plug just because, like, other people would be like, why did you forget about us? Yeah, but,
Fame Quest Broadway is going on too, which we mentioned, but I don't think we, like, talked about in detail.
Yes.
Yes, that's judged by Dylan Collins and is it Songbird?
Is it? I'm not 100%
sure. I don't remember.
Sure. Yes, but they actually just...
I think I've got that so completely wrong, don't I?
I just saw they posted the their first audition episode, which I've yet to listen to myself, but, you know, if it's like the Fame Quest Horror, you know, hopefully it'll all be good and yay! So, it's cool. All right, yeah. Listen to that, audition for that. Audition for everything you possibly can, but especially this. Make this your first priority.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Okay. Okay. I think we've rambled on about other stuff and things.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, everyone, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy the show. Again, audition. We will see you for our next show.
Yeah, next episode. We'll see you.
So, yay!
Bye, I guess.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good evening.
Goodbye. How would you say goodbye in Shakespeareanish talk? I forget what words are.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe next time we'll have something clever.
Good night, parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow.
There you
go. And there's your Juliet for the evening.
There you go. That's an awesome. That's an awesome way to close.
I know.
Okay.
That just popped into my head. I was like, perfect. Anyway, so.
Oh, and of course, good night, sweet prince. A flight of angels sing thee to thy rest.
Yes, that too.
Yes. And okay.
And, all right.
So anyway, okay. So now.
Anyway.
Now let us end this for reals. Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you and good night.
Thank you.